February 3, weighing time. The Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. 1 Samuel 2:3. I have seen an angel standing with scales in his hands, weighing the thoughts and interests of the people of God, especially the young. In one scale were the thoughts and interests tending heavenward, in the other were the thoughts and interests tending to earth. And in this scale were thrown all the reading of storybooks, thoughts of dress and show, vanity, pride, etc. Oh, what a solemn moment! The angels of God standing with scales, weighing the thoughts of his professed children, those who claim to be dead to the world and alive to God. The scale, filled with thoughts of earth, vanity, and pride, quickly went down, notwithstanding weight after weight rolled from the scale. The one with the thoughts and interests tending to heaven went quickly up as the other went down. And oh, how light it was! I can relate this as I saw it, but never can I give the solemn and vivid impression stamped upon my mind as I saw the angel with the scales weighing the thoughts and interests of the people of God. Said the angel, "Can such enter heaven? No, no, never. Tell them the hope they now possess is vain, and unless they speedily repent and obtain salvation, they must perish. I saw that many measure themselves among themselves and compare their lives with the lives of others. This should not be. No one but Christ has given us an example. He is our true pattern, and each should strive to excel in imitating him. I saw that some hardly know as yet what self-denial or sacrifice is, or what it is to suffer for the truth's sake. But none will enter heaven without making a sacrifice. A spirit of self-denial and sacrifice should be cherished. Some have not sacrificed themselves, their own bodies, on the altar of God. They indulge in hasty, fitful temper, gratify their appetites, and attend to their own self-interest, regardless of the cause of God. Those who are willing to make any sacrifice for eternal life will have it, and it will be worth suffering for, worth crucifying self for, and sacrificing every idol for. The far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory swallows up everything and eclipses every earthly pleasure."